Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Chicken Shit Club, Why the Justice Department Fails to Prosecute Executives, by Jesse Eisinger, read by Jonathan Todd Ross. Introduction. The Department of Justice is a loose federation of 94 offices around the country, each a realm unto itself, run by a U.S. attorney who was almost untouchable by headquarters in faraway Washington, D.C. Of all those offices, the Southern District of New York, located at the bottom tip of Manhattan, has the smartest and ablest prosecutors in the land. Any alum of the office will be happy to verify that. The Southern District's founding in 1789 predates that of the Department of Justice itself. The office held its first criminal trial in 1790, which lasted a day. The first U.S. attorney convicted two men of conspiring to destroy a brigantine and murder its captain and a passenger. The second U.S. attorney simultaneously served as mayor of New York City. Today, the office specializes in the most complex and difficult criminal cases, corporate white-collar fraud, often securities law violations. Insiders relish its nickname, the Sovereign District, for its penchant for claiming jurisdiction over any such case from any corner of the United States. The other 93 offices be damned. Prosecutors in the Southern District have the strongest resumes from the best schools. They should inspire trust when they stand up in court to say, "I represent the government of the United States of America." But it takes something even more to get to the Southern District. Something more personal.